Oh, hey, it's Al John. Here's another Disney travel deal by Kristen.
You can save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels this summer. So this deal is going to be good for most nights, July 11th through August 20th and September 15th through September 28th. That's to get up to 25% off, but if you would like to say up to 30, that's going to be for most nights, August 21st to September 14th.
Ooh, sounds like magic to me. How can people book their trip with you and save time and money?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and I want the Grogu sipper.
Isn't he a beaut? You guys can see the podcast live or on our special links. Yes, I'm holding the Grogu sipper that just came out May the 4th.
It's very cute.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You can introduce yourself if you like to, Bub.
Okay, well, I am Big Bubba. I am a co-host also with Kristen and Kat and special producer Al John of the Dining at Disney podcast, fresh from Disneyland, folks. We just spent the past 2 days there wishing Splash Mountain a good adieu. And, you know, we had a couple of each real quick, which I can quickly talk about. And it was great. So I can't wait to talk about it with you guys. And who else is with us? Is that Kat I see?
Yeah, I'm Kat.
Who is this cat I see staring back in front of me?
It's the best day ever. Well, I'm Kat. I'm a VFX producer, a film historian, simply the best. Welcome to the show.
Oh, if you haven't already. Nice tribute.
Yeah. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
All right.
We forgot about you.
Producer Al John. So first of all, rest in peace, Tina Turner, as we record this. Yes. 83 years young. I can tell you that she is simply the best. There's no one else like her. Totally unique.
Queen of rock and roll.
She was the queen. And she redefined soul music in her era in the 60s all the way until today, being just the woman. And I was lucky enough to be on the road crew for her anniversary show, and it was really, really cool to see her perform. And I was backstage. I was a hand, so it was not a glitzy, glamorous job, but seeing her perform live was absolutely second to none. She is the best, and she will be missed. Epic. And also, having said that, there was another reference to Christina Aguilera, and yes, I should have introduced myself as producer Al John Aguilera.
Huh?
That was like the worst thing I ever said on the show. So I went from like doing really, really well to like the depths of the depths of ever.
Wow. Okay.
Should I just edit that out? Probably will.
Just keep it on the video. Keep going.
Okay, I'm done.
This is the last time I talk on this particular episode.
Thank you. Bye.
False.
Thank you, Mr. Aguilar.
So I know, Kat, you've got some food news stories for us today.
Yeah, got a couple of things we can talk about.
That's before we get into the eat for summer. That's our yes. thing today.
Yes, it is. So June, which is just a few short days away, shockingly, time is a flatbread pizza. June is VI pass holder days over at Walt Disney World, and a temporary pass holder lounge will be opening up at the Land at Epcot. So pass holders will be able to enjoy a little extra space, some air conditioning in those hot summer days. And of course, We're here to talk about the food. So you can get some specialty pass holder only items.
Nice.
A spark of grape shake, which is grape, guava, passion fruit, orange, and lime flavored, which is a lot of flavors, but it sounds delicious.
Unless you don't want
grape. Yeah, that's true. Although I do think passion fruit kind of overpowers everything. So it's just grape because they need it to be purple like Figment. And then you can also try the raspberry lemonade tart, which is a shortbread tart filled with lemon mousse, raspberry jam, and raspberry mousse.
Mm.
Sounds nice. Delicious. Also, if you're at Epcot beginning on May 31st, you can swing by and grab that Figment pass holder magnet, which is very cute. They've animated Figment in the style of Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway, a little pie eye Figment. It's adorable. And you, if you're a pass holder, you'll also be receiving a 10% increase in discounts for select dining and merchandise purchases. And at Animal Kingdom, you can experience a Wally and Eve magic shot. Ooh. For a limited time.
Does it say what the limited time is?
It doesn't, but I think it's just the month of June.
Pouty face.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's all right. What else is going on in food news? Oh, here we go. May 31st through June 30th. So, yes, the month of June.
Yeah.
Also happening, which I think you'll be able to enjoy, Kristen, if you guys so choose when you go on your trip, the Hollywood Brown Derby has updated their menu for summer.
Mm.
Nice.
Which we love to hear. Starting off, they've added some seafood appetizers. The Crab Louie features crispy olive bread, citrus, fried capers, and Louie sauce.
Yes.
And that beautiful shrimp cocktail is back with shaved fennel, cucumber, and traditional cocktail sauce. That's one of my favorites. If you're a cheese lover, and I know you are. The heirloom and burrata salad with shaved onions, Thai basil, gremolata, and delicious citrus vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Had this one last summer. This one was delicious.
If you like heirloom burrata.
Yes. You could also try the charcuterie, of course. Or if you're more adventurous, escargot is back on the menu. Mm. Accompanied with garlic bechamel, crispy prosciutto. And also the roasted bone marrow is back. Ooh. Braised beef, pickled mustard seed, and a fig bread crostini.
We may need to go there.
Yeah. That's just the appetizers.
Some of the bone marrow at the Magic Key Terrace.
I'll just go and have appetizers.
Yeah.
They sound good.
The bone marrow mac and cheese, my friends had that when we were there, and that was delicious at the Magic Key Terrace.
It is an
acquired
taste. Yeah, it's you know, I've had bone marrow before, but it's very flavorful. But you got to remember, it's very gel like too. So my wife Taylor didn't enjoy it at all.
Texturally, it's definitely very different.
It's like a pate. Yeah. You have to put it on toast or something, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're not,
yeah, they had these little like crustinis that came with the mac and cheese that went well with it too. So yeah,
there you go. That's what you
put in. I think the texture would be the issue for me.
Oh, I love it.
It's like butter. It just melts. If your bread's hot, it just melts.
I don't think you can be Filipino not like bone marrow, personally. Anyway.
Well, if none of those things, you know, appeal to you, and honestly, if you're not in already, you're crazy. But you could try the classic filet mignon, which is paired with glazed carrots, potato pave, and horseradish sauce, and a tasty peppercorn sauce, or the lamb shank, which comes with a summer vegetable, harissa vinaigrette, and Nasturtium charmula.
Mm.
That sounds delicious. And if those things aren't your speed, you can also try the free-range chicken and dumplings with lemon ricotta nudie, shishito cream, and gooseberry jus. Mm. The grilled pork with lavender sage polenta, local corn salsa, and huckleberry barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
They've also added a sustainable fish dish, seafood chiopino, and of course, plant-based shepherd's pie.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes, which comes with mashed potatoes, mushrooms, peas, corn, and carrot Romanesco sauce.
Interesting.
Yes. And if you are a fan of the Brown Derby like we are, you know that they keep these classic dishes on the menu all the time. The famous Cobb salad, which is my favorite thing. And even though I can't have it, I would just like to look at it for a long time. The grapefruit cake, which that you can also, if you're looking to have a little beverage, you can also get the grapefruit cake martini to go along with it. So many options for summer over at the Brown Derby. As always, everything there is delicious, so I can't imagine any of these things are going to be bad.
I wish I could have the grapefruit cake.
Oh, yeah. Hey, before we move on to Disney Eats, Bubba, do you have a few minutes to talk about your trip to Disneyland?
Yes, so Splash Mountain closes this weekend at Disneyland. It's already closed at Disney World, so that was one thing we definitely had to do. So it was bittersweet, but very, very fun. It's one of my best attractions right there. Just so many memories being on that. So I hope you guys try to check it out before it starts being refurbed. I think Monday is the last day at Disneyland for it. So make sure you go get there early. The line is, it's getting long too. So just because everybody wants to get on it before. Usually at nighttime, it's like maybe a 20-15 minute wait just because of the coldness, but man, it's still like 30-40-50 minutes at nighttime. So get there and get there quick. We kind of did a couple things that we haven't done in a while or haven't done at all. So we ate at Storyteller's Cafe the other night in the the Grand Californian, and it's a buffet style type, and it was delish. They had prime rib, carving station, turkey, this lemon caper chicken that was just amazing. Some of the sides were like the wild rice with roasted vegetables, with carrots, bell peppers, squash, and little baby zucchinis, russet mashed potatoes that were cooked perfectly in my opinion. Oh man, just really good. It wasn't a big, big option of food, but it was, just enough to where you can enjoy yourself. Still have a lot of variety of stuff. They had pizza, and then you can order like French fries or chicken nuggets for the kids. It's not on there, but you could tell the server, just if I can get a couple French fries for the kids, stuff like that. Nice little, array of desserts. They had a peanut butter and chocolate torte, also a strawberry torte also, which was really good. The bread pudding with the vanilla anglaise was amazing. Man,
that's right up Al John's alley right there.
Oh, it was so delicious. And I always picture bread pudding being runny. No, this was nice texture, firm, and the sauce on top was just amazing with the vanilla anglaise. So great desserts too. Good with the cup of coffee that we had at the end. But we actually did the dining option to where we would be able to have premier viewing or preferred viewing for World of Color too. So that's another little thing for you guys. If you do decide to dine at Storytellers, tell your server or ask your server about the option for preferred viewing for World of Color. You could do either the 9 o'clock show or the 10:15 show. So we did the 10:15 it worked out perfect. So after we were done eating, we enjoyed ourselves at California Adventure a bit. I got to ride Incredicoaster while the first World of Color was going on. That's something new that they started doing because they always shut the coaster down during World of Color. So they kept it running. So that was pretty cool to do. And then the World of Color one, the new one. Wow, that is a great show. Just very sentimental to me in certain areas, but the effects were just amazing. How the Incredicoaster lights up with the show and the Mickey's Fun Wheel. So that's another must do for you guys. That was the first time we watched a new one too, and that was just amazing, amazing. So we wanted to do this, couple things that we haven't done. We'd never really went around the Critter Country area. The only time we'd only there for Splash Mountain or Hungry Bear or just to get to Star Wars Land, get to Rise of Resistance. So hanging around there, it was seeing all the candy at that Pooh Corner. Man, that looked so delicious. I gotta fight the urges now for not eating too much too much sweets and stuff like that. it was a very fun trip. Nice, great weather. So, you know, it's definitely we want to go back in the next couple of weeks again if the weather stays cool here. I mean, cat's right there. The weather's been so great, hasn't it, down there?
Yeah, I was at Disney on Sunday and it was beautiful.
Oh yeah, I mean, usually it's supposed to be hot at this time. I mean, it's not, so it's been perfect.
What has your weather been?
Like 70s, mid 70s. Yeah. It was low 70s, high 60s yesterday. So it was
okay, so we're hot. Well, yeah, we're in the 80s already here. There's and the call sun for 90s next week. I'm like, no, not yet.
Yeah, the sun never peaked out. It was just like a nice thin cloud cover that blocked the sun the whole time we were there. So it was just worked out so perfect. But you know, bravo to Storytellers Cafe. We definitely want to go back there again. We want to try breakfast the next time and you know, see how that is. We've always done Goofy's Kitchen for breakfast, and so Storytellers Breakfast is the next one we want to do.
Very nice.
Yeah. And we just got back a couple minutes ago. So I got, man, and it was busy. You know, you got grad night going on tonight too. So I'm glad we missed it yesterday, because sometimes that can throw a wrench in your guys' plans for your trip. So make sure you guys be aware of when grad night is at Disneyland and California Adventure. So that way, my sister, she was like, yeah, she went last week. It was like one of the first grad nights and stuff. And she's like, well, we had to leave the park at 6 because everything was starting to close up and you have to have a wristband, you know, to go to certain areas and stuff like that. So,
wow.
Grad night. Good. Grad night.
And happy graduation to all you graduators out there.
There you go.
Right. I met the nicest group of graduates on Sunday. They were so funny. Group of girls. I was waiting for Avengers show to start, and I was on my cell phone because I'm always on my cell phone. And they walked up to me, and they were like, "We saw your phone background, and we just wanted to let you know that we see you, and we know that you're one of us." And I was like, "What?" It's Pedro Pascal.
Wow.
That's hilarious. And I was like, y'all girls are so sweet. And they were like, do you love Pedro? And I was like, I love Pedro. We love Pedro. And they were like, we love Pedro too. And we saw your background and we were like, we know that girl's one of us. She knows what's up. And I was like, thank you for making an old lady feel good. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for making an old lady feel good.
Thank you.
Great for all ages.
Well, it's nice to know, Kat. It's nice to know, Kat, that you're not the last of us.
No.
You see, I'm so good. This is the way.
Nice.
Hey, man. Okay. Hey, I'm all over the place. I'm in rare form tonight, gang.
I still love him in Kingsman. I watch that all the time.
Kingsman's good. Anyway.
Did you try any other seasonal stuff, Bubba? I see that you got the picnic basket behind you.
We did.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Well, we got this on the last trip, actually. So this is being sold in Toontown. You can actually get, let me see, back this up. If you are watching, yeah, you can actually get a meal with this during the day. I think it stopped around 7 or 8, but you can buy the popcorn bucket individually, too. It's a nice little handle. I thought my hand wouldn't fit in this. It does. It's perfect. So you just
put
it around. Yeah. So nice little gift. And then they have little blankets too, like 8 little picnic blankets you can buy too. And it was just insane this trip, but last time we were there, it wasn't as busy, so people could lay their blankets out on the fake grass and stuff like this, you know, faux grass, and have a good time, just have a little picnic out there around the fountain. But this time, yesterday was just insane over there. It was hard to get through, but we did do Mickey's Runaway Train, and that was so much fun. Nice little addition to Toontown, and I like that a lot. And if you are watching, I did get the Grogu sip. My buddy actually got this for me, so this is going up in the top shelf, my little Grogu sipper, which you can drink out of your head.
Mm-hmm. You go. Bubba, you're going to have to... we need a report of exactly all of the sippers and popcorn buckets you have.
I'm trying, man. It's just, with my eye hat.
And there's
still a bunch that I haven't got. There's still like 3 Mickey head buckets that are out. It's a silver one, a purple one, and a magic key one. And then the Cinderella popcorn bucket, that's out also. Those are selling quick in Disney World, by the way. So if you're at Disney World and you see one, get it immediately, because those things are selling like hotcakes.
Special video episode dining at Disney.
The popcorn bucket edition.
Yeah,
I remember we did a best of one day with all the, you know.
Yeah, that was what, long time ago.
That was a while ago, so I think we need to do an updated version.
Uh huh.
Wow.
And you've got a lot of stuff too.
I am a collector.
Yes. You're going to need
buckets and pops. Yeah.
if they keep coming out at the rate that they do, Bubba, and another,
I gotta stop.
You're going to have to like buy a house. You have a room just for all your sippers and popcorn buckets and stuff.
I was going to say, are you a Funko shareholder, Bub?
I should be just, man. I mean, I collect, you know, not just, you know, stuff that's nostalgic to me.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
stuff that I love. You know, Star Wars, Marvel, all that. I'm waiting for my Emperor Palpatine pop to come in, which just came out too. So, I'm a collector. Action figurines, you know, it's not toys.
He said figurines. Like, what the hell is that? It's action figures, man. Action figurines. What do they come out of a ballet box and start playing the Mandalorian thing?
I got to show some class when it comes to collecting.
Right, I guess.
I'm like Bubba. My collection, I guess, like falls around food, because sippers and plates and cups and popcorn buckets. And we got like right here. Wrong way.
Orange bird.
I'm like trying to move.
Get you, yeah, it's like, don't there you? Yeah. Don't you know how to point?
No, because it's like I got it backwards, so my finger is moving in a different, like it's throwing my head off.
There you go.
But just the right options there. Are endless now. I mean, yeah, there's endless options of popcorn buckets and sippers at every park. So even people are trying to get their hands on stuff in Hong Kong and Shanghai, because there's so much better buckets at Hong Kong. There's a Toy Story one where you can actually play the claw game on the popcorn bucket. Yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome. I love the fact that you were there and that you're sharing your stories and your Instagram and all the pictures, which is awesome. But before we get into the summer Best Bites, I have to also bring up one other piece of news, gang.
Yeah.
Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh,
we didn't talk about this because when the other episode dropped, we record two shows back to back on Wednesdays, so it totally missed our news cycle when it was released. But hot takes, we can go around the room and talk about Galactic Star Cruiser closing at Walt Disney World Resort. Who wants to go?
I said from the beginning that they could not sustain that idea.
And if you go back in the episodes, she did say that. I will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree with that.
Yes. At the price point and what it is, you can't, they couldn't sustain it. So
it's a trap.
So needless to say, I am not surprised.
All right.
Now, question, do you think there is a price point that they could have done which would have kept them going?
Oh, you see,
that's
of course there is. There is a price point where they can keep it going. But the problem is that this is my problem with the whole thing, is that you spent years at D23 Expo talking about the experiential experience and how immersive it's going to be, and you're living your Star Wars story and you get to interact with characters and droids and all this. We're going to have this awesome bomb ass restaurant that's going to be there, and you don't do it
at the park,
and then you put it behind a paywall. Okay, you have to compensate your cast members, all of that staging, put on a great show, fine, good. You know, did it really have to be that expensive? Did it really have to be that expensive? Or was it just another one of those things that Bob Iger set up, Bob Chapek executed, and was sold a bunch of goods? And then this is how much markup we're going to do. And it's going to be great. Because you know, they took a lot of consumer surveys to find out how much you would pay for these type of experiences. Yeah. They'd had all kinds of testing and everybody was doing this, but of course data is only as good as the answers you want them to reflect, right? You set up questions that support whatever it's going to be, and the data your hypothesis will be able to support that. So it's very skewed for the guest experience. Their fatal flaw was, how many Star Wars celebrations do you attend? How many of these fans do you know can afford these type of things?
And to do them more than once.
More than once, and to do the quote unquote replayability, or can you come back again? Can you, bounce back and do these really cool deals? No, but I commend them for doing something out of the box, for doing something new, fresh, and exciting. And I think if they were to go back and retool it, which they should, and they really should, make it more accessible, understand where they need to draw the guidelines and things like that, and make it so that the Star Wars fans can really experience it. And if it needs to be the price of a deluxe resort, by times two, great, but not by four or five.
Exactly.
Now they understand, they can pull back, retool it, and figure it out, and give us the experience that would mean a lot to a lot of people. And maybe, just maybe, put in characters too that are beloved and have other types of experiences with other characters outside of, Rey. Nothing wrong with Rey. Okay. I love Daisy Ridley. I love Rey. Love it. But the most popular character in all of Star Wars is Darth Vader. And if you don't have people's expectations about, I'm going to go to Star Wars Land and not having Darth Vader, like that really hurts a lot of people. Not having Yoda there really hurts a lot of people. I'm just saying, that's for the masses. If you go there and you don't see that Tantive hallway where Princess Leia is sitting there shooting her blaster with R2-D2 and C-3PO, those are two characters that even exist in the sequel trilogy that people would love to get their pictures taken with. R2-D2 and C-3PO, where are they? Mm-hmm. They're not there. Chewbacca, he's there. But, you don't even have that. Give us something that the fans want. Photo ops with great characters that span the 6 to 9 films, rather. And make it and stay true to your promises to the fans.
I want to know how many people bought that $5,000 cocktail. That's what
I want to keep it going.
I still want to know. I'm curious.
And what really is heartbreaking is you have a lot of great cast members there that are no longer doing their craft, serving the people, because they really put their heart and soul into every day they open the Star Cruiser. And they're hurting. And it really is disappointing. So I'm hoping they retool it quickly. I'm hoping they're able to learn from their mistakes. And end of my rant. I just, I love the idea of the Galactic Star Cruiser, but it can be changed, and they should. They should make it special and maybe more relaxed and not so regimented, maybe.
I mean, I don't think it has to be an all-inclusive resort. I mean, I think it could still be, just Disney hotel, premium hotel, and just, if people want to stay and do the activities, or if they want to go to the park, they can. I mean, it's just, because that's how it basically was, 2 days of activities and dinners and all this stuff, just, were you actually going to Disney World, during those 2 days, enjoying going to Hollywood, do you actually get to go to the park when you stay there for those 2 days?
They take you to Hollywood Studios for Batuu.
So that's it. Excursion. They can't go to any other park.
That's your excursion.
Well, you see, that's part of the storytelling, right? The story.
I know it is. Yes.
You board the ship and you're going from point A to point B, and your Batuu is one of the drop-off points where you get to hang and do your thing, because there's supposed to be this story. And so there isn't, you know, everything is very condensed into one place, and the only place that you can actually have fresh air is the atrium. And it's very small, you know. And like I said, I you know, maybe it's not two nights, maybe it's one night, right? Maybe, yeah. You know, maybe it's one night. I don't think that is necessarily the best, but hey, they can hash it over, they can talk about it. And I hope they'll be back, because the Star Cruiser is too cool to just let it rot.
Well, I mean, you could just turn it into, like Bub said, a hotel, Star Wars hotel. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that would pay money just to be able to stay in that hotel because of the way it looks.
Sure.
Not have all the experiences that it has,
and you still
but
could.
Just go and be in the hotel, and you know, you keep the restaurant open and running and like a show and everything like that, and do that stuff. But
you know what? You're absolutely right. Because when you go into the lobby of the hotel, there's a hub of activity that's happening, a bunch of characters you can run into. You can come and go as you please. But if there are scheduled events that you want to take place in, that's where you can go do, okay, yeah, you know what? Today I want to do lightsaber training with the kids, or yeah. Today I want to do this, you know, this bounty hunter experience, you know, or whatever, or call it one experience. And then all of a sudden it gets hijacked by a bounty hunter, right? Because that's like, you know, this is crazy. You know, the engine room's getting taken over, you know, during my ship tour, right? There's a lot of different ways they can retool it, and they can do signups in advance so that they know how
many
people.
That's what I was going to say. You know, you could do that as like a special activity that you pre-book, just like Bibbidi Bobbidi and everything else.
Yeah, and you can book it, you know, as a premium experience, a hard ticket mm-hmm. event if you want, you know, for that interactivity. And I think it would be great. It'd just be like a tea party over there at, you know, Park Fair or whatever. 1900 Park Fair, right? Where you do, don't, is that where you
Grand
do it?
Floridian.
Oh, Grand Floridian, I'm sorry. So anyway, end of rant. Sorry, Kat, you're nodding your head because I know you have a lot to say.
Well, I mean, I've been saying this since the very beginning that the whole of this Star Wars Galactic Cruiser has been giving springtime for Sheev Palpatine since we started this. I don't know if you're familiar with the producers, but it's a $300 million tax write-off, and they've taken a page out of Mel Brooks's book, and I appreciate that. But I feel like that's a big area of land, and it's a lot of money that could have been spent on making the actual park area more immersive and more emotionally impactful. I am one of the few people who does not enjoy Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I have a Star Wars tattoo. Star Wars has been a huge part of my life, and being there occasionally upsets me a lot just because of the missed opportunities. So if we could take that space and add that space into what is now Galaxy's Edge, and maybe give those older fans, not older fans, but like fans of the original trilogy, something to enjoy. Like, I don't think it would take too much to give us the forest wound of Endor, or, you know, so even if you turn the Galactic Cruiser into
Retantive.
Yeah, anything really. Palace at Naboo. Like, let's do this. It could be so many incredible things that doesn't include an overnight stay or any of those things, because we're already paying top dollar to be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that things are trending right now, people want to get the bang for their buck. So if you're going to Orlando from somewhere else, and you're only spending 2 days and it's costing you $5,000, it's not a good investment, because then you have to pay on top of that park tickets for the other parks and hotel stay elsewhere. It's just the cost, it outweighs the experience, in my opinion. And granted, I did not do this because I don't have $5,000 laying around.
What?
So I know, right? It's shocking. Shocking. I work in entertainment. I'm poor. So it could have been worth the price tag. I don't know. To somebody, I'm sure it was. But in general, I think that the more people that can experience it and the more that it is accessible to people who are already taking that trip to Orlando, who can say to their Star Wars loving friends when they go back home, you have to go, you have to see this. And for them to say, you know, I went and we did it and it was incredible. I would never do it again because I don't have another $5,000 laying around versus I can't wait to go back next year. I can't wait to do it again. Like it's a huge, huge pain point for this whole experience, which is unfortunate because it looked incredible. You know, I will never say a bad thing about a Disney artisan. Like they put their heart and soul into their work. I talk about fake rocks all the time, but like the fake rocks, they're bar none. No one makes fake rock like the Disney artisans. So it just makes me sad. It makes me sad. It's giving Sheev Palpatine, springtime for Sheev Palpatine. And I don't know. I can't wait to see what they're going to do. I know it's a great write-off, and the fact that they're laying off people by the hundreds is unfortunate and terrible, but I'm hoping that maybe we can come back from this a little bit stronger with a better idea of what a long-term investment looks like.
Mm-hmm. 100% from the experiential producer herself. But you know, here
jaded is what that means. Oh, jaded is a big jaded. I mean,
it's a good conversation to be had because there's so much potential there. You're right. And if it is the story of, you know, the Galactic Star Cruiser was retired, and instead of going to the shipyards, it decided to go ahead and become a luxury resort on the planet of Batu. That would
it
be
crashed on the planet.
Oh no, it didn't crash because then you'd have to burn it up and make it look like the Falcon.
Oh well, okay.
All the scavengers would be in there still in part.
Yeah, exactly. Where are the Jawas from this world? But you know, that's exactly what the story would be. Is that, you know, they needed they made it a luxury hotel instead. And Batu, and that would be great, you know, because there's all kinds of stories you can tell around that. But anyway, I think I want to know what our audience has to say about it. This is a great topic. Yes. So thank you for discussing this topic. Awesome.
Did Bubba get to give his opinion?
You guys are hitting every point, you know, that I'm saying, you know, but it, to me, this was just all about, how much money are you willing to spend to do this experience? You know, how much money can you give us? And I don't think they even thought about once, like, are people going to spend $5,000 again to do this? I mean, if you're going to tell your friends, this was the greatest thing in the world, I'm like, oh, I wish I can do it, but I don't have $5,000 to do this, guys. I don't. I'm sorry. You know, if I'm going to spend $5,000, I'm going to spend a week in Disney. You know, or go somewhere else.
You're going to fly to Walt Disney World and travel there for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Or go somewhere else, you know, go somewhere.
Shanghai, you can go to Shanghai, Disney.
For $5,000, exactly. So, we could all go to Shanghai.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it was all about to me. And, you know, and I think a lot of other people agree about that. So it backfired. I hope they learned their lesson when it comes to what people want and what people are willing to spend. But you need to also realize not everybody in the world is rich. Not everybody can spend $5,000 on this. And
most people can't.
Most people, the 2%ers can. I don't know what
the 1%ers. It comes down to the fact that, like, now people save their whole lives to go on this Disney trip. Like, you save your whole life to go to Disney for a week or whatever. That trip alone is going to cost you what? $5,000 for the week, right? You save for years and years to do that. Why would I drop that in 2 days and not get to see the park and not get to walk around, not get to go in a swimming pool?
Yeah. So that is something that I talked to Dave on this week's Skull Rock podcast. And he goes, I feel sorry about this whole situation, but you know, I think this is a learning for Disney and they can bounce back and do even better next time. And he said, that I feel sorry. He felt sorry for the people that went into Hawk, to do this experience. And what I didn't say is no one put a gun to anyone's head. Everyone has their house payment, their car payment, kids to put to school, put on their plate. Going to Disney is not a must do thing. We as Disney fans, we love it. We go to the parks, but we understand it's not, you know, it's a premium experience. You know, If you wanted a great experience, I could take our kids. I could take our kids down to the local amusement park or mini golf or whatever the case is, and they're going to have an awesome time. But to go to Disney is a very special experience, one that we sometimes we take for granted as Disney pass holders. We take for granted. But honestly, if you're going to go put yourself into debt over going to the Galactic Star Cruiser, you really only have yourself to blame. Yeah, because it really is the truth. You want to do this experience and not put foot on your table. Like, I don't have anything to say to you because you are prioritizing going and spending 2 days in a starship versus putting your kids to school, right? Or buying your car or your car payment. And that's your decision. And if your decision is going to that, I don't have any sympathy for you because you know how much it costs.
Not what, like, when you look at it, like, I mean, I'm sure that did happen to some people because there are some crazy Star Wars fans out there, like, whatever. But if you look at the people that like post about it on Instagram or like make blogs about it on YouTube or whatever, it's influencers, it's people who are sponsored, people who didn't have to pay to go.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know anyone who paid out of their own pocket to go.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't heard of anyone.
Did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, they, like, they, I feel like it's more people who are like, able to afford to go.
Oh yes, they were.
Then like people who are like, I need to sell my 2003 Toyota Civic to be able to afford to go. Like, yeah. that's not the people that I see spending that money. And I think that's like one of the reasons why it failed, right? Because if it was people selling their cars on eBay to be able to go, I don't know if you could sell a car on eBay. Don't fact check me. But if you were like selling your, if you were selling your car to go to the friggin' Star Wars Galactic Cruiser, then this would not have been a failure of an effort. Because if one person's going to do it, there's going to be another person that will do it. And another person that will do it. Clearly, you know what I mean?
Clearly there have been some, but I can tell you that a few people that I know in the entertainment industry had done the Star Cruiser, paid out of pocket for it, and they loved it. Now, they loved it, and I can tell you they're not hardcore Star Wars fans. They're casuals. Casual fans. And they loved it. And that's great, right? But I think too, you need an experience that's accessible to a wide variety of fans, and not just the as Bubba said, the 2%ers, or the 1%, whatever percent it is, yes. The higher echelon, if you will.
Well, how many rich people love
Star Wars? Seven figure people,
yeah.
Oh, Star Wars is for everybody, Bubba. Didn't you know that?
Oh, it's
Star Wars is for everybody.
Star Wars for the children.
Star Wars for the children. Yeah, thank
for
you.
For the Jason. People.
For the people.
No, I don't know. You know, I'm very interested to see what happens next. Is all I can say.
But people can still go right now. There's still openings until I think September is the last week.
Oh yeah, I think they do have some openings. Yeah. So hey, if you want to book with Kristen, she'll set you on your way to a
do it. Come back and tell us we were wrong. That's what I want people to do. Come back and tell us we were wrong.
Our goal at Dining at Disney is our fans to prove us wrong.
Yes, if we hate it, we want you to love it. If we love it, we want you to love it more than us.
Exactly.
What she said.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we should get into the actual topic for today.
Nah.
Well, you guys go ahead and talk. I do have to go DJ tonight. I'm glad I was able to talk with you guys for the little time I have, but
Go make some money so you can save up for the Galactic Star.
Like a big, yeah, I need about 50 more gigs this week, and I could go to the Galactic Cruiser.
Yes.
Be ready. So, all right, guys. Have a great one.
Bye, Bob.
See you guys later.
Have fun.
Yeah. Tell you what, Bub might could give DJ Rex a run for his money.
DJ Rex, the house.
Exactly. All right.
Okay, so we are finally, after 50 minutes, getting into the meat and potatoes of the show, as Al Dahl would say.
Put the time stamp in the notes. Just skip to here if you don't want to hear us talk.
Up to 52 minutes.
Okay. Summer Eats. We're going to kick it off talking about Le Cellier Steakhouse over in the Canada Pavilion at Epcot. And they actually have some new appetizers. One is a green onion and garlic Canadian cove mussels that features the PEI mussels with ramp, pisou cream, and broiled ciabatta. They also have a mushroom bisque that combines mushrooms, potatoes, and creme fraiche into a warm bowl of deliciousness. And jumbo chilled shrimp paired with a tasty cocktail sauce and espoleta pepper cream.
Ooh.
Nice.
If you are looking for plant-based options, they have a fried cauliflower that has tahini, espuma, pine nut brittle, and radishes. Also a Canadian tortilla, chickpea and mushroom pie with braised endive snap peas, stone fruit ketchup, and plant-based demi-glaze.
Mm.
I like the sounds of the mussels in the mushroom bisque.
It looks good to
me. I like
chilled shrimp. That's
oh yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks good.
Delish.
So for their entrees, they've got a prime steak tartare, chibi nai with bulgur wheat, radish, mint, and garlic aioli, grilled scallops with caviar, zucchini fritter, patty pan squash, sweetie drop pepper, and creamy piquillo sauce. That sounds good. I like me some grilled scallops. Sounds very, very nice.
Yes.
Kat, do you want to talk about some of the Disney Resort hotels, what they've got going on?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Why I ask, I don't know. I need to stop asking.
You know I'm going to say yes. I never say no to you. Okay. At the food courts at some of the Disney Resort hotels, All-Star Resorts, Art of Animation, Caribbean Beach, Port Orleans, French Quarter, Port Orleans Riverside, and Pop Century, you can try the Korean style Impossible Burger. It features an impossible patty topped with Korean style barbecue sauce and pickled vegetable slaw. Delicious.
Bad.
They will also feature the Seas plant-based summer. That's a weird name.
It is.
Grammatically incorrect. It's a plant-based chocolate cake with vanilla buttercream and sprinkles. That starts on June 1st. It looks delicious. Over at Everything Pop Shopping and Dining at the Pop Century Resort, you can also try the Cuban burger. Ooh. It has ham, pickled pepper relish, provolone, Dijonnaise on the toasted brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
And at the End Zone food court at Disney's All-Star Sports, you can try, starting June 21st, the Bases Loaded burger, which is a bacon jam, onion ring, and beer cheese sauce on a toasted brioche bun.
I want that. That sounds so good.
I'm gonna name my rock band Bacon Jam. Bacon Jam, but a little more fattening.
Honestly, the Bacon Brothers, they should have picked up on that. That was a miss. That was a miss for them.
That was a miss opportunity.
That was a miss. But you guys could try that one while you're there. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Over at All Star Sports and All Star Movies and All Star Music, you can try the Sweet Summertime Favorites starting on June 1st. It looks like they're supposed to replicate summertime classics with a hot dog and french fries. And it's chocolate sugar cookies, raspberry dipping sauce for the french fries. That's adorable. Oh, and this is for you, too. Starting May 24th at Caribbean Beach Resort at Centertown Market, you can get two sundaes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Mickey Sundae with vanilla chocolate swirl soft serve with mini topped with mini brownies, Mickey ears, and chocolate sprinkles. And the vanilla soft serve mini sundae with strawberry sauce, mini ears, a bow, and mini sprinkles. Those are fun.
Yes.
So you guys will have to try some of those things while you're there. Aljon, what's happening at the boardwalk?
At the boardwalk, you're going to be able to have this awesome strawberry. All right. That's right. There you go. There you go. Strawberry shortcake croissant roll at the Boardwalk Deli. And it looks it's a croissant roll, but it looks like one of those donuts. What do they call the croissant?
Cronuts.
Cronuts. It looks like a cronut. I guess maybe just because
it's got the middle.
It's got the middle. Well, I guess you're right. Yeah, okay. Like a, but it put like the donut glaze on top.
It looks kind of like a cinnamon bun.
You're right.
Croissant dough, yeah.
There you go. Thanks for that. Yes, croissant dough with strawberry filling. So that sounds good. Just a stuffed croissant, like a stuffed donut kind of. All right. So if you're down with shortcake like I am, you can check out the Summer Berry Shortcake over there at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Which is awesome. They have got that sponge cake, blueberry compote, strawberries, and chantilly, which is super nice. That starts on June 1st. For 21 and up, that's us, right? Cat too, don't forget. Yes, you can have the adult beverages there at the Geyser Point Bar and Grill over at the Wilderness Lodge. You can have some awesome margarita flights featuring pineapple, raspberry, cucumber, melon margaritas, and black cherry margarita. Gosh.
Those look really good. I love that idea.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. Makes me so thirsty now.
Didn't they do one for Halloween, too? I feel like they did one for Halloween, too, that looked really good with like the blood orange or something.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Okay. At the top of Coronado Springs Resort, you'll find Toledo, tapas, and seafood. And then you're going to have this smoked passion fruit made with Augustin Blaziquez. Did I say that right? Blaziquez.
Sounds right to me.
Second, Sola Rivera brandy, Damara syrup, passion fruit, smoked cinnamon, and a house-made frozen orange juice cube. Ooh, that sounds like a refreshing drink at Coronado Springs.
Yeah. I think we may have to go eat there.
Over there at the Swan and Dolphin, or at least the Dolphin Resort, you have the new Rosa Mexicano that recently opened its doors. Go back in the show archive to hear all about their menu. Sounds great. And you'll be able to find all kinds of great Mexican cuisine with awesome flavors from all around Mexico, as well as their award-winning margaritas. Yay! And they also have a really nice, I guess you could say it's fusion food. Modern and traditional all in one dish. So pretty neat stuff over there. So check out all the food that they have to offer there this summer. And at Animal Kingdom Theme Park over at Tamu Tamu, one of our favorite places, you can check out the Pineapple Crisp Sundae. So yummy. Pineapple crisp cake with vanilla ice cream topped with pineapple caramel and a crispy streusel topping. That looks great.
Mm-hmm. That's very much a you kind of thing.
A couple more things. I'll just kind of wrap things up. Restaurantosaurus over there has also got the fried chicken sandwich, which tops a warm brioche bun with crispy fried chicken breast, pickles, lettuce, and tomato, and roasted garlic aioli.
On June 1st.
And it comes with fries. So it's a nice, you know, chicken sandwich. Nice and juicy. That's what I'm hoping for. And over at Flame Tree Barbecue, they've got the fan favorite is back. It's my favorite. It's a ribs, chicken, and pulled pork sampler. I love their ribs. I love
all the carnivores it's out all, there. Yeah,
the meatosaurus is like myself. We absolutely love that. And I hope they bring back all the sauce accompaniments as well, because you got to have the sweet. You got to have the spicy.
I want this ice cream sandwich.
Right. Over there at Animal Kingdom as well. Over there, you're going to check out the Dino Dig ice cream sandwich, which has got cookie crumbs, sugar bones, adorable chocolate dinosaur on top with chocolate sprinkles, and of course the sugar cookie. So
House-made sugar cookie. And it has chocolate sprinkles on the cookies.
Yes. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
It's got a dinosaur on top of it. It looks like a fossil.
With little bones.
This is how fossil fuels are made, guys. That's why they call them fossil fuels. All right. And so that wraps up our look into summer. A lot of tasty eats, gang.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what I want to try more. It all looks so good.
I think so.
Yes. And I'm ready to try them. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
If you enjoy what we do and you would like to support the show, you can do so by hopping over to Spotify, where you can become a sponsor there, or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Strollers. Aljon, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Sure. You can follow me, Aljon Go, on Instagram. You can also follow our show, Dining at Disney Podcast, on all the socials. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and of course, Instagram. And please interact with us too. We're in some awesome groups. So please check those out. Cat will give you the lowdown on that. Follow our podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, our sister show with myself and Dave Bossert, former Disney creative director of special projects. We've got awesome filmmakers talking about Disney films. We've got people from Pixar, the Walt Disney Studios, Sony. We're talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I'm sorry, Across the Spider-Verse. Yes, thank you, Kat. I should know these things, but we love it. So we're reaching out. We have a bunch of people come on board to talk to us about film, which is amazing, and animation. And don't forget Kat's podcast, Eat the Pictures, where you can check out food and fun. It's awesome, and it's a new show every week, so please subscribe to our shows. Kat?
Don't forget to join our Facebook group, like Aljon said, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. We said it at the top of the show, and I'll say it again, for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. What are you waiting for? Don't go to the Star Cruiser. You can't do that, but you could definitely go anywhere else that you wanted, and it'll be great. Until next time, unless I get fired because I say weird things, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bubba was here earlier. We miss you, Bub. Bon appetit.
Bubba was here.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
We need to get a Bubba was here sign for when he has to leave before the end.
Kilroy was here.